Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
20 years, Karen Kerrigan has been, she's an original founding, she's not an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the two original founding members. She and Wally Bach, 20 years this month, Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, the greatest champion of small business who ever lived. Thank you for 20 great years. Thanks again. Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, happy anniversary. It's been great. 20 years have been fantastic.
Well, let's do 20 more. What do you think? Let's do 20 more. What do you think?
Absolutely. We're not going anywhere, Jim.
Karen, I'm so proud of what you've done up there and how you're fighting for small business and with SBE Council. Folks, go there, sbecouncil.org, and donate some money to them. Join the organization. Make a contribution. The money, I promise you, the money is well spent. Just your support. Just going to be a member, right, Karen?
Absolutely. And the opportunity to really get engaged, because a lot of our members come to D.C., they testify, they weigh in. They're at the White House and regulatory agencies meeting with secretaries of labor or whatever other ABC organization here in Washington. But you really make a difference when you get involved and weigh in with us. So that is what we also treasure, is the time aspect and what small businesses bring to the table in terms of how policy impacts them.
A couple of things I want to ask you about the tax bill that we hope the president will be able to sign maybe tomorrow. Is the health care thing, the getting rid of the mandate, is that in or out?
That is in, Jim.
Is it really?
Yeah, they're getting rid of the individual mandate. And again, go to the website, sbcouncil.org, because there's a lot of other good things in terms of, increasing income, the cash accounting, some AMT improvements, death tax improvements. So there are some other immediate expensing, Section 179 increase. So there are some good things in there.
One of
the really gems is getting rid of the individual mandate in Obamacare.
I mean,
that is going to take a weight off of so many people's shoulders and pockets.
Is it going to get rid of
low-income Americans?
Is it going to get rid of the individual mandate? That's for having insurance. But is it going to get rid of the 12 mandated requirements for policies?
You're talking about are you talking about the employer mandate?
No, the individual. When you say individual mandate, there are 12. There are 12 requirements that Obamacare policies required be in all policies.
That's when we talk about 20 years, Jim.
The
healthcare thing is something that we've been working hard on.
But the individual mandate you're talking about is the one where they don't have to buy
the requirement that you have to buy
and
insurance.
Pay a penalty. Yeah.
That is gone, which is great. And I think with some regulatory stuff they're working on, that we're looking at some improvements for next year. But Jim, this is definitely like a top issue. It has been. But 2018, we are going to be attacking this, like we've attacked the regulatory state over the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other Obamacare taxes that are still on the books that go into effect in 2018 that we've got to get rid of now, like the health insurance tax, the medical device tax, the Cadillac tax.
I'm surprised they didn't get the medical device thing done, because that's bipartisan.
It is bipartisan. And you know what? It was just, I think they wanted to package it in a broader
Obamacare tax bill. The Democrats just don't want to be part of this, do they?
No, but they're doing another year-end package, Jim, that we hopefully will get done by year-end or early in January, that will, either delay these taxes or get them off the books. So that's another thing that they've been working on really hard in the background, although the tax issue has really taken, sort of front and center.
Right.
They are working on this year-end package, or maybe early next year, that will get rid of or delay these taxes further.
Are there any strings on the corporate America on their tax abatement or the repatriation money? Is there any strings on any of that they can't just hold on to that money? They got to do something with it. Is anything at all like that?
Not at this point, but I think what they're looking at, Jim, is in a repatriation bill. In an infrastructure bill, more incentive. They're going to be taxed still on bringing some of this money back, and there's some complex rules like anti-abuse rules and stuff like that. But I think there's going to be another in the infrastructure package that they're going to do this year. There is going to be, if you bring even more back and if you put it into infrastructure, sort of that benefit that they have to do that with it. So, but that's another whole piece, that will be coming next year.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what it looks like then is you're not going to be able to take off next year.
No. Jim, do I have to take off? Even when I take off, I'm working, right? I mean, that's the beauty of technology.
I know. Welcome to small business, right, Karen?
Exactly.
Hey, Karen, thank you again for 20 great years. Thank you for more than that with the SBE Council and for all the things you do for small business. Thank you.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Christmas to you. You too. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of my heroes, and yours too, whether you know it or not. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.